Nobody knows when the next big earthquake will shake some part of California. But Janelle Maffei, the chief mitigation officer for the California Earthquake Authority, does know that a great many households are not prepared for it.
Less than 10% of Californians are insured for earthquakes. We're looking to change that through education so that people understand their risk, understand that they live in earthquake country and it's not if but when, and then to take another look. On earthquakeauthority.com is a premium calculator where you can put in the information about your house and then play with the various options, play with the deductible, play with the difference in a deductible for non-structural and structural, and you can come up with a financial solution that fits your situation.
Quite a bit of that flexibility is new. The CEA rolled out a menu of additional coverage options at the beginning of this year. But the authority itself is now in its 20th year.
In the 1980s, the state legislature passed a law that said that if you write a homeowner's policy in California, you must offer earthquake insurance. The homeowner is not obligated to take it, but it must be offered. And then the Northridge earthquake hit, and there were $20 billion in losses to residential. And earthquake insurance writers or homeowners insurance companies were leaving the state. And so the state legislature created the California Earthquake Authority, publicly managed, privately financed. The financing came from the participating insurers and from the premiums that have been collected.
The hybrid agency allows local insurance agents to sell the earthquake coverage along with standard homeowners policies. But the premiums for the quake coverage go to the state authority, which then pays out the claims when a tremor hits.
We are a nonprofit created to keep insurance companies in the state that now has the financial strength and the desire to really get as many Californians insured as we can. If you're one of our participating insurers, you offer an insurance policy. It's the CEA policy. It's open to all the homeowners who are insured through our participating insurers. We don't turn anyone away.
No one wants to see extensive damage from a quake of any size. So a big part of Maffei's job is urging people to install protective measures.
So if you have an older home, and we're talking about pre-1979, constructed before seismic codes were readily adopted throughout the state for houses, you're likely to need new anchor bolts or maybe additional anchor bolts. And if you have a really old home, has a crawl space under it where you look around and all you see are bare studs, what that house needs is not only anchor bolts, but plywood around that crawl space. That's called a cripple wall, that short little wall under the first floor, and they tend to slide or topple off their foundation in earthquakes. We saw it in Napa. We've seen it in every earthquake since 1906.
There are now an estimated 1 million such homes in the state, she adds. So the CEA is offering incentives to help reduce that number.
If you retrofit that cripple wall kind of a house, we have up to 20% in reduction in your premium. So we're absolutely rewarding this behavior because, frankly, it reduces your loss.
For further motivation, consider these data points from the EarthquakeAuthority.com website. There are more than 2,000 known fault lines across California, and the Uniform California Earthquake Rupture Forecast predicts that within the next 30 years, there is a 76% probability that one of them, here in Northern California, will see a quake of magnitude 7.0 or greater. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.